On this first Sunday of March, when we traditionally here at Landmark serve our communion on the first Sunday of the month. And if you're visiting with us, we serve open communion to all of those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, irregardless of what church you may or may not attend or whether you attend at all. If you love the Lord, we invite you to receive communion with us. I'd like to read one short scripture this morning and then share with you the thoughts that I believe the Lord has put on my heart to share with you today. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you. It will be a difficult message for some that are here. There probably have been times in my life where sitting when you are hearing this message, it would have been difficult for me. But how many know that sometimes things that are difficult to hear is just a doorway for the Lord to do a work and a healing? Amen? And so that's my prayer this morning. From the book of 1 Peter, if you would turn there with me, please. 1 Peter chapter 5. If you have a Bible, I encourage you to open it to 1 Peter chapter 5. And I believe Peter was well qualified to write these words, because of what he went through in his life and his walk and his experience with following the Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me. First Peter chapter 5. And if you look at verse 5, Peter encourages the younger folks to submit to the elders. And then he encourages everyone in the church to be submissive to one another, be clothed with humility. Submission is a very important part of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Submission does not mean you become a whipping post, but it simply means you fit into the place that God has called you to be. And then he quotes a scripture in verse 5. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So he's going to recommend to his readers that humility be a part of their life. And it really is humility that we need in order to, I think, admit to the Lord some things that are going on inside of us. It takes a humble spirit. Verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There is a reward of humility, and that is that God will exalt you. He will help you. He will strengthen you. And then he says this verse, and it's very familiar. It's verse 7, and it's our text this morning. Casting all your cares upon him. Some versions say anxiety. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You can put your name in that verse. If I were to put my name in that verse, it would be, Ed, cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. You can put your name on there. I believe that God cares for every person in the range of my voice this morning. He cares for you. And we have cares. And every one of us, we have cares. We have situations in our lives that are cares. You can follow that word, and no pun intended, but carry it out a little bit. And you can translate it out to pain or wounds or whatever it might be. Whatever might be, we might be struggling with, Peter says that if you will cast it upon the Lord, that's where it needs to go. And you can do that because he cares for you. I'm certain that he is borrowing from a proverb and a psalm as well, that whole idea about rolling your cares on the Lord. That's literally what that word casting means, is to roll something onto someone else so that they can carry it. The message this morning is simply entitled, Where Does It Hurt? If you've ever gone to a doctor, he or she may have You know, maybe they use doctor language to say it, but really they want to know, where is it hurting? Because that helps him or her identify the problem. Where is it hurting? And sometimes you go to the doctor and you're not sure. You say, I hurt all over. And so the doctor says, okay, bend over. I'm kidding. For we men, that's the case. Let's start there. And we're humiliated to do that. But sometimes it's necessary for the doctor to figure out what's wrong with us. Amen? Where does it hurt? Come on, get with me. It doesn't get any better than it is right now. Okay? Maybe when you were a child, you got hurt and you went crying to your mother or your father or your grandmother or grandfather or whatever the case may be. And they couldn't understand you. You were just crying. Say, I got hurt. And so they'll ask the question, where does it hurt? Point to where it hurts. Point to where it hurts. See, where does it hurt? See, hurts come to everyone at one time or another. Be they disappointments or letdowns or words that have been said to you that hurt, or someone that you love has been hurt by someone else's words and you hurt for them. Hurts can cause us pain. And if it's physical pain, we can put a Band-Aid on it, or we can take a pill, or we can rub pain reliever on it, or we can bandage it up. We can do that with physical pain. But emotional hurts are a totally different animal. You can't put a Band-Aid on a, in verse 7, a care, a hurt, a pain. You can't put a Band-Aid on it. You have to get to the root of it and deal with it. The pain associated with those kind of hurts can last a lifetime. They can go on and on and on. And if we don't deal with those, then I think sometimes we'll pass them on to the next generation because of the way we live and the way we act, because of that hurt and that pain. You've heard me use the illustration. I won't give it this morning, but hurting dogs bite. And when people carry hurts or cares in verse 7 or pain, we tend to bite. We can do that. That's why I've learned in the ministry, being in the ministry for over 45, 46 years, that you have to understand when people lash out. Not all the ways, but the majority of time, in my opinion, when someone lashes out toward you, they are lashing out because of pain they've not dealt with in their life, in their own life. And so I want to talk about that for just a few moments, and then we're going to have communion. And the reason I chose to have communion last today is I would like for us to bring the hurts and the cares, casting all his care, your care upon him because he cares for you. I want us to bring that to the cross today. I want us to bring those hurts to the Lord today and ask him to heal those and help deal with those. So where does it hurt? Only you can answer that question. And if you're sitting out there this morning and you're saying, boy, you are off target with me, Pastor, because I've never been hurt in my life, then you're probably somewhere down around number 3 or 4 of what I'm going to say. Every one of us has been hurt in some way or the other. What do we do with the hurt? And some of these I'm going to speak from personal experience, though you probably won't know the ones. But I think sometimes some people try to mask the hurt that they have, the cares, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. What happens if we don't cast the care on the Lord? Then it stays. And what do we try to do with it? I think sometimes people try to mask the hurt by putting a smile on it. And I don't want to say that everyone who smiles is hiding some hurt. I don't mean that. But sometimes we try to mask it. pretending that it's not there and saying that it doesn't hurt, and to me, it only makes it worse. The attitude, yeah, I'm hurting. I've got a care inside I've not given to the Lord. I don't know what to do with it. But I'm just going to put a smile on it, and I'm going to pretend like it's not there. And it becomes an elephant in the room. We mask it. Sometimes I think people try to bury their hurts. They try to bury them. If I can just put it in the back of my mind, I will soon forget it. If I'll just take that hurt or that care and I put it way back, way deep back, and forget about it. If I just do that, then it'll go away. But the problem with that is that the hurt always seems to surface again at one time or another. You can hide it as well as you know how. But until it is given to the Lord, that thing will pop up again at the most inopportune times. And you thought, man, I thought I'd buried that. I thought I had just put it in the back of my mind, but out it pops again. Thirdly, I think some people try to replace the hurt with other things. And this, to me, is a real problem in our society. A real problem in our society, especially, in my opinion, among the youth of our society. That's why I think looking back to verse 5 is so important when it says, "You younger, submit to your elders." There's a reason for that. And if you're a younger here, most of them are up in class today, but I think sometimes a younger says, "Well, why should I have to submit to an elder?" Well, because an elder has been down the road a ways, and they've gone through it, and I really think an elder can help a younger. But the problem, and you will remember when you were younger, we don't think the elder really know anything. Or they don't understand. All right? That's typical. But I think this is a real dilemma in our day, but not just for youth, but especially youth. And that is, some people try to replace the hurt with other things. If I can just eat enough, the hurt will go away. I'll eat the hurt away. I'll just gorge myself. I will eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And I'm not eating to sustain my body. I am eating to mask the pain, to hide the pain, to make the pain go away. Now, I say this jokingly, but it's true. I know sometimes if I have a particularly rough day and I've dealt with some real tough situations and maybe I've been hurt, I will admit to you, I will head to the nearest Hershey bar as quick as I can. Because somehow I say, I deserve that. I deserve that. But not joking, I believe some people really deal with a problem of overeating because they are trying to hide pain about maybe the way they look or something like that. And I mean that with the greatest of respect. Or sometimes we try to drink the hurt away. If I can just drink enough, then the pain and the hurt will go away. If I can just drink a couple six packs, or I can just take a few shots of Johnny Walker, if I can just drink enough, it'll make me forget the pain. And I say that in the greatest of respects to you that struggle with drinking. I come from an alcoholic home. I don't understand personally. I've never taken a drink of alcohol in my life. But I have lived with alcoholism. And I know that many times my family drank because they hurt so bad. And honestly, it helped for a bit. But at some point, you sober up. And guess what? The pain is still there. So if I can drink it away, or if I can drug the hurt away, just give me a pill. Just give me a pill, and that will take the pain away. Well, pills have their place, but I want to tell you that if we're trying to drug away the hurts that we have tucked inside of us, there is not a drug that's ever been created that will take away some hurts. Or pleasures. They're plentiful. And if I just get enough of something else, the hurts will go away. So you name the pleasure, whatever it is. If I can just find pleasure, and I use that pleasure to tickle that chromosome or whatever, you know, chemical in me to make me forget it. The problem is after a while you try this pleasure and you try that pleasure and that doesn't work, so you try a deeper pleasure, and before you know it, you're doing things that you would not have done because pleasures just don't take away the pain anymore. They don't. The pain's still there. Casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Some try to deny that they were ever hurt. That didn't hurt me, they say. Or the proverbial, sticks and stones may break my bones, but what? Words will never hurt me. Never has there been a greater lie. You can heal the broken bone. You just cast it up and you'll be okay. But when the words break something, it's a totally different story. I deny that the hurt is there. I'm a Teflon Christian. Nothing sticks to me. Nothing sticks to me. Ronald Reagan, I think, was called the Teflon president. But if you read his biography, you'll know that there were some things that stung deeply, that did stick. See, no human being is Teflon. We like that commercial of that frying pan that nothing sticks on. I bought Cheryl one for Christmas because I wanted to see if it really works. I don't think she liked it because we haven't used it yet. The hurts just bounce off of me, Pastor. Well, no, they don't. Hurts penetrate. Some try to get revenge to deal with the hurt. They lash out and they hurt back. You see, if I hurt them worse than they hurt me, then I'll feel better. So I'm going after the one who hurt me. If it was my mom, my dad, my child, a neighbor, someone in the church, they hurt me. Boy, if I can hurt them back, that's going to make me feel better. Because vengeance is a meal best eaten whatever that quote is, but from Shakespeare, I forget it. But revenge just doesn't do it. You can hurt all you want to back, and that doesn't deal with the hurt. And finally, though there are probably others that you could share, I'll never, ever let anyone ever hurt me like that again. And so we isolate ourselves from others and put the anti-hurt shield on. And we isolate ourselves from people. We don't let ourselves get close to people. We limit our friendships because I'm not going to ever let anyone hurt me like that again. And honestly, there may be a few circumstances where that may be the wisest course for a while. But the problem is if we stick with that, we'll isolate ourselves. And the more isolated we become, the more the devil has an opportunity to really wield some really tough blows on us. Because the truth is, we need one another. We need each other. Now, I think there's a better way to deal with hurts. Casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. And it relates right back to communion this morning. It can be found in our Bible verse, cast all your cares or hurts upon the Lord, for He cares for you. And how to do that, we'll look at in a moment. But I want to look at the cross for a second. I know this isn't like a typical message that I preach, but I felt so strongly that this needed to be shared at communion. See, Jesus is hurting as He hangs on the cross. He's hurting. We see the obvious physical hurting that's going on. But we can also see from the words He says, the emotional pain He's going through by the very words that He speaks. Consider this. When He says on the cross, "My God, why have You forsaken Me?" In my opinion, that's not so much a physical pain as it is an emotional pain. As a man, as the God-man, he was as much God as he was man, as much man as he was God. We don't understand that fully, but he was. Hanging on that cross as a man, even though he was God, his Father had forsaken him. He knew why, but he cries out, why? Because that is an emotional hurt. You don't get forsaken without it hurting. And some of you here today have been forsaken by those that you love and that you felt loved you, and they forsook you, and it hurts. And to me, Jesus is expressing an emotional hurt that he's going through. If he has been tempted like we all have, if he has experienced everything we've experienced, then I can't help but think on the cross, Jesus also felt the emotional pain of hurt. And then his expression, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If that isn't an emotional pain. Because the crowd is spitting, the crowd is jeering, the crowd is saying, crucify him. The very people that he helped, the very people he loved, have turned on him. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There's an emotional pain going through the Son of God while he is on the cross. How did Jesus handle the hurt? Casting all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. How did he handle the hurt? I put forth this morning that he cast it upon his heavenly Father in these words, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. I know prophetically what that meant, but I think when Jesus was saying that, he was saying, not only do I present my body to you as a sacrifice on the cross, I believe Jesus was also saying, all of the hurts that I'm experiencing emotionally right now, I commit to you. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I think that's what Jesus was doing when he said those words, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I'm giving all those hurts and all those pains to you. And then his final declaration, it is finished. Jesus did what Peter says we can do. He gave it to God and said, it's finished. Casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Now, how can we deal with our hurts and our pain? I'm not trying to be a counselor this morning. I have no degree in counseling. I am simply a pastor with many years' experience of dealing with people who have been hurt. But I'm also a man who has felt the sting of words and hurts and the sharpened tongue of the critic. And like you, I know what it is to be hurt inside. But I also know that our Jesus is a healer. And that as simple as this little verse is, if we can somehow grasp it by faith and learn to cast all our cares upon him, he cares enough for us to bring healing to those hurts. I know that. And I know he's able to do that for you. How can we deal with hurts and pains? Very quickly, three simple ways. Number one, we admit the hurt and the pain to God. And we say, where does it hurt? We tell him, where does it hurt? We are honest with God. And that's what it means about casting your cares upon the Lord. To me, that's simply telling the Lord that it hurts. Be honest with him. Lord, I will be honest with you. Those words that were spoken to me by my brother, by my friend, they hurt me deeply. Father, what that person did to me hurt me deep within me. Admit that to the Lord. Don't try to mask it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to bury it. Just get it out there and tell him, it hurt. It hurt. Tell him where it hurts. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. We admit the hurt and the pain. Number two, we give it to God. How do you give something to God? The best way I know how is, or at least what I've done, and it's so simple, but I have said to the Lord, okay, God, I'm giving this to you. And then I make a physical gesture to back up the verbal expression. I literally just take my hands and say, I give it to you. Take it, the hurt, the pain, the sting, and I give it to you. There's something about that for me. It may not work for you, but I just say, here it is. Here's the hurt. Here's the pain. This is where it hurts. I'm giving it to you. And I believe, as I cast it upon the Lord, that you care enough about me to bring healing. And thirdly, I confess that it is done. As Jesus cried on the cross, it is finished. So you and I can express to the Lord, when we give that pain and hurt to Him, it is finished. It is done. It is over. It is forgiven. Because that's part of the process of the healing, is to forgive the one that inflicted the hurt and the pain. That's a whole different story, whole different message, isn't it? But that's what Jesus did on the cross. Say it with me. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There are exceptions, but I think the majority of times people hurt us, I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think they realize the hurt they've inflicted. So we admit the hurt and the pain, tell God where it hurts, we give it to God, and then we confess it done. And then, let me conclude, and Matt, if you'll come, we're going to serve communion. If I could read to you verse 8 of our text, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Peter goes on to say that we have a devil that's looking for people to devour. And what he would like to do is resurrect that hurt that you have given to the Lord. He would like to take that hurt and bring it up every now and then and say, remember, you were hurt. What the devil likes to do is he likes to take the image of the person who hurt you and bring it to your memory and say, remember this person? They wounded you. What should we do when the devil does that? After we have admitted the hurt and the pain, given it to God, confessed that it is done, what do we need to do? I think we need to remind the devil that, in the words of Jesus, it is finished. We need to tell the enemy, don't try that trick on me. I gave that to God. I forgave that person. That hurt is gone by faith in Jesus Christ. And devil, you're not going to put it back in my pocket. It doesn't belong there. It's with the Lord. Amen. It is finished. Look on your prayer sheet this morning. See the word of the Lord for the day. The word of the Lord for you today is this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God wants to strengthen your heart and heal the hurts that you may have today. So who are you talking to today, Pastor? I have no idea. Maybe you're the precursor to the folks who really need it, second service. I don't know. I don't know who you are that need this. But I felt so strongly from the Lord that I needed to be very meticulous in my presentation so that we could set the stage for the Lord to heal you of your hurts in communion. Servers, would you come? And what I would like to do is encourage you. Servers, if you would come, please. As you take this communion in your hand, I want you to hold it, and immediately, as you hold the communion in your hand, representing the body and the blood of Jesus, I want you to say something to this effect, if you can. Jesus, you were hurting on the cross today. And if this applies to you, say, and I'm hurting today too, Jesus. I'm hurting today emotionally. There's a hurt, there's a pain that just keeps coming. But as I hold this communion, I believe as you said it is finished, I want it to be finished in me. I want the hurt to be gone. I want the hurt to be gone. I don't want the hurt to rule me. I want to rule the hurt. And I can only do that through the help of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He will strengthen my heart. Whoever you are today, man, woman, old, young, doesn't matter. Bring your hurt to Jesus and let Him heal. Let Him heal. Let Him heal. Jesus, bless now these next moments as they become a very sacred time for your children to tell you where it hurts. Bring healing to the pain. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Serve the people, please. Gentlemen, God bless you.